The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, and yet they doubted. Then Jesus approached and he said, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the peoples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And behold, I am with you always until the end of time." This is the gospel of the Lord. So even though Thursday was Ascension Thursday, in our country they moved the feast to Sunday, knowing more of you would likely come today than probably last Thursday. But let's talk a little about the symbolism. It's in many ways one of the less important feasts, and yet in terms of completeness and fullness of the message, it's rather central. Because what we have is the one Jesus who has come forth from God, living the full life cycle and returning to God. And if Jesus is the map, and I believe he is, for every human life, then this is a feast of great hope and promise that you also, who came from God, will return to God. And everything in between is a lesson. Now, the final lesson is one of waiting, of the mystery and the interplay between absence and presence. Many of you, because you know Spanish, you know the word for nine, and it's nueve. And maybe you don't know, that's where our word novena came from. These magical 9 days between Ascension and next Sunday, which will be Pentecost. So it seems, and I bet you all know this is true, that you don't really appreciate presence until you've suffered absence. You have to endure emptiness to create the space that will allow you to experience fullness. Now, that's not much of a cultural value in America. We don't know much about accepting voluntary emptiness. We call it fasting, we call it Lent, we call it waiting. But unless there are periods of absence, I'm sure many of you are feeling it today if your mother is deceased or in another part of the world. It's her very absence that makes you desire her presence. Well, that became the original novena, the 9 days of the absence of Jesus' visible body. Now, what really happened, we don't know. We used to call it the Feast of Rocket Ship Jesus. Jesus just went up. Well, the trouble with that is it gives you the impression that heaven is up there. And that's not true. Heaven is wherever love is, wherever God is. And so heaven is first of all here. So it does give it an unfortunate message, Rocket Ship Jesus, that we're going to actually all ascend. No, we're going to transcend. We're going to enter into the fullness of life as he did in this world. But they had to somehow express the mystery that after a while, 40 days, as they put it, they no longer saw the visible body of Jesus. Now he says in another place in John's Gospel that if I do not go, the Spirit cannot come. That's the real mystery of absence and presence. I've got to give you an experience of emptiness, of longing, of desiring, and then when you've created the space within you, then I will return. So next Sunday, I hope you come here excited. It's the great but largely neglected feast of Pentecost, the great outpouring of the Spirit upon all nations and upon all peoples. But here is the message as we live in these 9 days of Novena, the original Novena, that unless we long for something, we don't appreciate it even when it comes. And you know that, even in your own family, the people who are present with you every day, let's be honest, we take them for granted. We assume they'll always be there until that day when, like Jesus, they are taken away. So the ascension is the taking away of the body of Jesus, as it were, so we can long for the fullness of presence.